I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 4th. 966 votes separate Pat McDermott of Quincy from former Quincy Mayor William Phelan in the Democratic primary race for Norfolk County Sheriff. After the town of Franklin completed vote counting yesterday, McDermott was left with the 966-vote lead. It is unclear if Phelan will request a recount. McDermott is stepping down as Norfolk Register of Probate to run for sheriff. The winner will face Republican Sheriff Jerry McDermott of Westwood in November. Quincy Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci wants the Elections Department to consider neighborhood drop boxes, curbside voting, voting at fire stations, and police pickup of ballots for the November 3rd election. Palmucci will introduce a resolution at next Tuesday's City Council meeting asking the Elections Department to implement multiple voting procedures to ensure that all mail-in ballots are counted. The City Council will also be asked to approve $14 million to create a special education learning center at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy. The administration says the money is needed to convert the building that it purchased from Eastern Nazarene College last year. The City Council previously approved $8.5 million for the project, but the administration says construction costs came in much higher than expected. There are 4 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy and 24 active cases. Quincy remains in the green category in the state's risk assessment map, and the death toll remains at 135. Reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling will be delayed one day next week due to the Labor Day holiday on Monday. Traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open Friday at 1 p.m. and Saturday at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, September 4th.